Hello, Audio Boo. It's Pawari here. It is the 10th of April. It's a Tuesday and it's about 5 o'clock in the early evening. I'm just going to briefly weigh in the follow and unfollow discussion, which has pretty much cascaded through the boo sphere of all the people I'm following. I don't want to say too much about it because lots of people have said so much that I don't feel I can add much to the conversation. But I did want to say that Audio Boo and social media is supposed to be fun. It does feel an awful lot like it's becoming a job in terms of making sure that you listen to everything or worry about the proper etiquette of following or unfollowing. I come to social media for enjoyment. I have very little free time. I find it really hard to keep track of people's content I really love. So I have no qualms, I'm afraid, of unfollowing someone who I end up skipping their content most of the time. I don't feel, you know, at the end of the day, if I follow you, it's because I listen to your content. And sometimes, yes, due to time considerations, I do have to make the decision that maybe I need a bit of a cull, or I need to make the choice that while that person has interesting content, I can't follow them because they're just too prolific. And that's just the nature of the beast. But one thing I think that might make people a lot happier is ignorance. And I kind of agree with Simon on this, on the whole silence is the kindest thing. I'm not sure if I'd use strong as a word as love in this context, but certainly it's a kindness. I have no clue who is following. I've got a good idea for some people, obviously, who talk back and forth at me. I've got no clue who's following me. I'm not going to particularly go to major efforts to find out or check regularly to see if someone's unfollowed me. I certainly don't know who follows me on Twitter, and I never keep track of the numbers, and I never ever signed up for those stupid programs that tell you if somebody's unfollowed you. I just think that way lies madness and upset. I'd rather not know, and then I can just happily assume that maybe they've got busy lives too, and that they had to prune their content a bit for the very short period of day that they have. And okay, they don't find me interesting anymore. Yes, that hurts a little bit, but you know what? I'm a big girl and I can live with that. So yes, just let's get back to remembering that Audio Boo is fun. There's some fantastic content out there, some wonderful conversations, and life's too short to really get distraught over some people drifting out of your life. As I say, I find it really hard to keep in touch and keep good relationships with the people I love and you know really well and have built up great relationships both on and offline, and to be fair, an awful lot of those relationships have been built through primarily online things, whether the forums or Audio Boo or Twitter. You know, I'm struggling enough to keep up with that I'm not going to lose sleep over people I don't feel a major connection with, or we've drifted apart, or whatever. Yes, I think that's my summary. Life's too short. Take care, all.